glad that we get to speak on Friday mornings with those in our community. Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we welcome attorney Michael Adams here to speak about the diversity initiatives of the Grand Rapids Bar Association. Of course, joining the discussion is WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. This weekly radio segment is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Love the support, honored for that. So let me always do a mic check. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, Steve, share that overview of the grant, if you would.
Pleased to do so. Shelley, first of all, I'm pleased to welcome Michael Adams of the Law Office of Michael Adams, PLLC. A special hello to you, Shelley, and a very special hello to all of our Friday morning show listeners and supporters. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate your support. Michael, this grant, as Shelley alluded to, is through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their racial equity umbrella, and we are indeed blessed and pleased to be working, partnering with Kellogg, indebted not only for the critical funding they provide, but just as importantly, their strategic mission to advocate for equity for all residents, and they do that on a worldwide basis. We are trying to do our part in two ways. We have hired an inclusion reporter who, quite frankly, looks at inequities in our community and tries to give a voice to those organizations and individuals that usually do not have a voice. Another way we're doing it is we are building community capacity. We are working with leaders of color who we've provided training in community organizing as a distribution strategy and decolonizing the narrative and providing media skills and platforms with which then they produce content with and for communities of color. So we like to advocate and put the spotlight on organizations doing great equity work. And I do want to just mention one thing, a study that Kellogg put out some time ago with the Alterum Institute, in a rather tragic but necessary fact to discuss, and I'll just read it, under their organizational bulletin called Racial Equity in Michigan. Unfortunately, the child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poor health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and greater involvement with a criminal justice system than the average white child. And I'd like to segue to a discussion with you, Michael, by citing something on the Grand Rapids Bar website that is quite encouraging. It states that it is a policy of the Grand Rapids Bar Association to champion equal justice for all by advocating fairness, equity, and equality, promoting diversity and opposing discrimination, and fostering respect and civility within the association in the administration of justice and throughout the community.
Thank you for that, Steve. Michael Adams, let's bring you on. Have you share, if you would, an overview of the diversity initiatives of the GRBA?
Yeah, great, Shelley. First of all, thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yep.
To talk about the Grand Rapids Bar Association and our initiatives regarding diversity. First and foremost, the Bar Association, along with our members, have made a commitment to diversity within the legal profession and through our partnerships with other organizations, through programs and presentations within the community. We make an effort to attract and retain attorneys who reflect the diversity of our community. And briefly, some of those, the work we do involves committee work through our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, through our Minority Clerkship Committee, and through a variety of programs that our association offers. The programs that have a great focus and we are very proud of include our 3 R's program, which we'll talk about more in detail later, our Minority Clerkship Program, and our Constitution Day Program. So that's a brief overview of how the Grand Rapids Bar Association is committed to diversity and inclusion and some of the ways we accomplish that.
Michael, thank you for that. You know, the COVID-19 tragic pandemic is affecting all of our lives. And on top of that, our country and even local community is seeing more and more racial unrest and just unrest in general. When we look at creating more equity and diversity with the good works of the Grand Rapids Bar and some of the programs you've just mentioned, how do you see some of these, your diversity efforts, as benefiting attorneys, which you've touched upon, growing greater diversity in the ranks, but benefiting clients, those that you represent, the judicial system in and of itself, and the community as a whole? So how does the diversity in your efforts impact all of these various aspects?
Thanks, Gene. That's a good question. Our diversity initiative benefits attorneys, clients, and the judicial system, and they benefit all of us by allowing recognition of our differences while focusing on our similarities, because we are, after all, much more similar than we are different. And so when we go out into the communities and provide services and programs and educational opportunities, it allows the community to see the actual makeup of our community, of our association, and gives them an opportunity to recognize that there is concerted effort to increase diversity and to allow everyone to have a voice in our community. So, for example, the 3 R's program, we go into the Grand Rapids Public Schools. It's a partnership that allows us to go into the schools and teach the students a primer on the Constitution. And it really gives me great pride to see the young faces light up when we go into the schools and teach these primers. And they see people like me who they don't often see as the face of the legal system, and it gives them hope for the future.
Michael, you've touched upon something with your going into the schools, and I know as part of your practice you shared with me prior to going on air that you focus on the juvenile population in part. And if we look at one of the issues that our entire community is involved with to some degree or another or can help impact is the school-to-prison pipeline. Where many school districts and schools have contracted out the disciplinary type, services, and that often we find our youth expelled or on detention from school that sometimes costs them a grade in school. And unfortunately, African Americans are almost six times as likely to be incarcerated than whites, and Hispanics three times as likely, depending on what statistics you look at. So if we look at our youth, and sometimes socioeconomic factors play into that. So is that one of the goals of the Grand Rapids Bar and your work in particular in schools to help address that school-to-prison pipeline?
That's a great observation, and that's exactly correct. When, for instance, I work in the judicial system with juveniles, and I'm able to look back on my own childhood and the obstacles that I faced, it's much easier for me to interact and communicate with a youngster and tell them what possibilities exist for them and to help redirect behaviors that lead into the criminal justice system. And I have no greater pride than being able to do that and help some of the young folks who for all intents and purposes, don't really have that opportunity to realize their ability to achieve. And so when we go into the schools, all of the attorneys give the students some of their background, because even some of our white attorneys haven't come from stellar backgrounds. And so we talk about those things that to help to alter a course that might be headed in the wrong direction and give a student hope. And that's really just a great pride that I have, the ability to work with these young folks in the system and divert behaviors.
Before I turn it over to the host of the morning show, Shelley Irwin, I just wanted to mention, with your being in the schools, and besides, you are the treasurer of the Grand Rapids Bar Association, you have an interesting background that I'm sure the youth and educators benefit from knowing, the fact that not only you serve the country in the Air Force, but you were a small business owner at one time. Also, you were in public service. You were a public service officer, I believe, with the University of Michigan. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I spent about 13 years at University of Michigan, and part of that was as a public safety officer with their Department of Public Safety, which is now a police force, actually. So I've seen both sides of the fence. I've seen from the perspective of law enforcement officers and the obstacles that they face, so I can relate to that. But I've also seen it from the side of minority constituents, young people who often feel that they don't get a fair shake in the system. And so I'm able to address those issues in different manners that allow me to, help the folks see what they need to see rather than feel like they're left out of the system.
Talking about, of course, those individuals and organizations advancing inclusion on a weekly basis. Attorney Michael Adams with us on behalf of the Grand Rapids Bar Association, along with WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chample. Michael, would you talk about any new or planned initiatives?
Thanks, Shelley. Yeah, I mean, our focus has always been to increase the diversity within this county. For the legal community. And we'll continue on that avenue and attempt to increase that membership and draw talent here to this city. And I've been a big advocate of drawing young attorneys to this area, because for years, I'll be honest with you, Grand Rapids was not looked upon favorably by members of minority communities. We didn't feel welcome here. But I think that a lot has changed over the years, and this is a great city to work and live in. I felt very welcomed here when I came here. I've received support from judges and fellow attorneys and the community as a whole. And so the Grand Rapids Bar will continue to reach out and strive to diversify our membership, get minorities and women and folks of all ethnicities involved in our programs, so that we can make that effort and realize a true diverse legal community.
Michael, do your paths ever cross one Kim Coleman?
Oh yes, Kim Coleman is the primary reason that I'm so involved with the Grand Rapids Bar. Yeah. When I came here, she was executive director of the Grand Rapids Bar. She mentored me when I came here, and as a result, I've spent many days talking with her and working with the bar to foster goodwill. And we miss her a lot. She was a great presence here, and we wish her the best.
What would be your final thoughts and your action item to us before we wrap it up with Steve? Michael?
I just want to encourage all of us as citizens of this community, as lawyers, as professionals, to embrace one another, especially in these trying times as we move toward sort of a difficult presidential election coming up. I want people to understand that we still have the ability to converse with one another, be kind to one another, and discuss our differences without shouting at each other and displaying anger. It's not about that. We are in this together. We live in the greatest country in the world, and I want us to survive this and go on to show our greatness to the rest of the world.
How do we find out more information about you and or the Bar Association?
I'm sorry, Shelley, I missed your question.
How do we find out more information and carry on the conversation with you and or the Bar Association, Michael?
We have a webpage, and you can go to www.grbar.org, grandrapidsboro.org. A variety of information is available on that website. As for myself, I don't have a website, but you can Google my name, Michael David Adams, and reach me that way. There's an abundance of information on my life and background. But I appreciate this opportunity, and I thank both you and Steve for inviting me.
Just the messengers. Steve Chapman. Chapman.
Yes, I just want to reiterate what Michael just said. Outstanding website, grbar.org. That's grbar.org. You can pull up a lot of information about not only their diversity initiatives, but they have a pamphlet you can download that gets into more details with some statistics. And I do want to draw attention also for our listeners that right on that website, grbar.org, it says for more information on participating in diversity initiatives, contact Kenneth Williams Buck, and it gives a phone number. And I just want to say that we have a lot of wonderful organizations. It sounds like the GR Bar partners with many of them, but it is a community problem. There are unemployment issues. There are socioeconomic issues that all play into people being impacted by the criminal justice system. And when you take into account the Kent County Correctional Facility's most recent report, the number one reported occupation of those that are incarcerated is unemployed. So we do have a community issue that needs to be addressed, and we thank the Grand Rapids Bar for getting into so many areas that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion. I invite our listeners to, if you've missed any part of this interview with Michael Adams, to go to the WGBU Radio news page a little bit later this afternoon under the banner Mutually Inclusive, and you can hear this interview in its entirety.
Wonderful, and share it with all your friends. There you go. Michael Adams, thanks again. Steve Chappell, thanks to you as well for this important conversation. Gentlemen, have a great weekend.